This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. The following is from an email that was sent to me by Andrew, VK5 Mike Alpha Sierra. It is reproduced here with Andrew's permission. I quote, "Our digital repeater, VK5 Romeo Oscar Hotel, is now up and running as an FM C4 FM repeater with our own node, which is number 24252. It has run since Monday the 31st of January with no issues that were not man-made. Sunday's morning and evening broadcasts were transmitted simply by joining the 10G room in Adelaide, node number 69159. We are now working on a function where the WiseX software node can be monitored remotely. John, VK5DJ, has again assisted with tests and knowledge. As a mere minimum, this repeater can be used by everyone as an FM repeater. I encourage everyone to have a play with C4FM / WiseX. If this mode of communication is still a mystery, there is an excellent documentary that you might like to search for. It is called Wires-X, The Bible. I'll repeat again. Wires-X, The Bible. If you play around changing nodes, we just ask that you return it to the surge room number 24252. That way, all our idle chatter doesn't get bounced around the world. Peter recently advised us that Nathan, VK5 Delta Alpha Delta, and that of Andrew, VK5 Oscar November Echo, have added a Yaesu System Fusion reflector to South Coast repeater and the Adelaide 10G room. So now you can make contacts from anywhere via a hotspot on Wires System Fusion node number 74078. We already have club members with hotspots making inquiries about this new reflector. Well done to Nathan and Andrew. Surge would like to thank Peter Jung, VK5 Juliet Papa, and his team for providing us with the broadcast over C4FM. Unquote. A very big thank you must go to Andrew, VK5MAS, John, VK5DJ, and everyone else who has been involved in this project. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's next general business meeting will be held this coming Friday, the 18th of February, at our club rooms at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7:15 p.m. This month's talk topic will be on slow scan television operation, presented by Grant, VK5GR. The talk will cover the software available and operating techniques for getting your first SSTV contact. There'll also be discussion about the new SSTV skimmer recently added to the AREG Remote HF receiver site. The meeting will also be broadcast to our wider membership via Zoom and to the general public via YouTube, thanks to Hayden, VK7HH's Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. For more information and links, visit the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. And last Friday night was the general meeting for February of the North East Radio Club. And it was a virtual one, yes, it was held on Zoom, and there were 14 members attending, and one unnamed pussycat. So glad everybody came up and joined in the meeting. Now, the meeting was supposed to be a presentation by Paul, VK5PAS, about his adventures as a member of the South Australian Police Force, but unfortunately Paul's got a cold and had a sore throat, and couldn't do the presentation. So we hope you're on the mend, Paul, and that we will book you another time for that interesting talk that you were going to give to us. And we had a couple of rounds of discussions about various aspects of the things we've been doing in amateur radio, and also discussed whether there'd be getting back to real meetings. As you know, they've lifted some of the COVID restrictions, so it may be that we'll be able to get back to having proper meetings in due course. However, we will let you know that as time progresses and we know what we can do. So the next meeting will be a technical night, and that will be on Friday the 25th of February. And at this stage, we're not sure what the subject matter will be. Anyway, stay tuned and we'll let you know. And of course, don't forget that before the Wednesday morning coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library, there is the Coffee Corona Club Net, run by Phil, VK5SRP, and that's on the Houghton repeater at 9 a.m. So come along and have a quick chat, and then get over to the library for a coffee and a chat with the members that are present. And of course, the other regular net that the Northeast Radio Club has is the F-Troop Net. And yes, that's every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link repeater system. And the Commander-in-Chief is Tony, VK5FBIC. So come on up and have a chat and find out what people have been up to during the week. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you've all been staying navigative and getting lots of good DX. So 73s from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Wayne, VK5APN, for this week's news and notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Work on restoring the repeaters that reside at the water tower is progressing. We have been able to obtain access to the equipment up on the fifth floor, thanks to Kern Wi-Fi. Since there has been zero maintenance performed on them for the last two or so years, things are in a sad way. It has been decided to give the repeater facilities at the water tower a major birthday. New equipment, new cables, refurbished antennas, and relocating the radio equipment down on the ground floor where we have an unobstructed access. This all takes time. It was not a simple turn the repeater back on type fix. That would have occurred just so we could have the repeaters back on air. Things are progressing very well in getting this facility restored. Playford Council are assisting with our endeavours. The 10-metre beacon is still operational at the water tower. The other band beacons, up to 10 gigs, are still QRT. Plans and negotiations are in progress to have them moved north of Adelaide. A special thanks goes to Kern Wi-Fi and to John, VK5KJ, for getting us this far with the repeaters. Plans have been made for the upcoming tech nights through the year. If you have a topic that you would like to share with the club, or would like to hear about a certain topic, then please let the committee know. Our next meeting will be a technical night on the 15th of February. This will be presented by Keith, VK5OQ, on the topic of valves, vacuum tubes, and a 1950s table radio. An interesting night talking about hollow state devices rather than today's modern solid state devices. The club holds numerous on-air nets, all starting at 8 p.m. On the second Wednesday, there is a net on the VK5ROC repeater, 439.950 MHz. On the fourth Wednesday, there is an 80 metre net on 3.620 MHz plus or minus. Listen in on the VK5ROC repeater for any frequency change instructions, etc. Every Friday night, also at 8 p.m, there is the well-known 2-metre sideband net. This has been running now for over 14 years. The 2-metre sideband net meets on 144.150 MHz upper sideband. This is a great net to experiment with antennas and equipment, make improvements, try out your field day kit and such like. Often, after the last Friday in the month 2-metre sidebar net has concluded, we migrate further up in frequency for those who want to test their 70cm, 23cm and higher equipment. Again, another great opportunity to test antennas and equipment for the higher bands. All amateur radio operators are welcome on the net. Often there are stations from afar checking into this net. The Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club meets on the first Tuesday in the month for a general meeting and on the third Tuesday for a technical night. Visitors and members are most welcome to attend. Great nights guaranteed, and lots of technical talk afterwards as well. If you have an issue with a project or antenna, I'm sure there will be someone there who will be able to shed a different light on the subject. The club meets in the Edinburgh Park Scout Hall, 68 Mofflin Road, Elizabeth Grove. Arrive after 7:30pm for an 8pm start. 73 from Wayne, VK5APN, and those at the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for February the 13th, 2022. Monitoring our local repeaters, I'm disappointed with how little use the repeaters get. Our repeaters form an important link in time of emergency and provide backup for emergency services. We are fortunate in South Australia that we do not have many emergencies, like bushfires and so on, and widespread power failures and even floods. But one day we may have an emergency that disrupts the communications. All future general meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. I have checked up with the Buck to make sure our bookings are in place for the next year. The next general meeting will be the AGM on Thursday the 17th, next Thursday. The starting time will be 7 for 7:30pm. There's a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. COVID rules have been relaxed again, but we're asked to please wear a mask when we're sitting down, except when we're partaking of supper. Talking about supper, a big thank you to Christine, assisted by husband Jeff, for doing the AHARS supper at the general meeting for 15 years. Jeff can no longer go out at night, but we will see him at daylight events. I'm hoping we can get back to our fifth Saturday breakfast, even if we do not have a suitable venue for our Saturday activities. We may be able to find a nearby coffee shop that has enough room for us. We will have to wait and see what COVID is doing to our plans. Keep an ear on the Sunday broadcast and an eye on your emails. The threat of being evicted from the shack has come up again, and we are continuing our quest for a new venue. Pat and I have spent a lot of time searching the internet, sending emails and phoning people, and we have not come up with a suitable venue for our Saturday morning sessions. What we have found have been fully booked for Saturdays, and the council does not seem to believe we need Saturday mornings. They keep pointing us to venues down on the plains or only available on Sundays. Jeff has made contact with the National Trust, and they have two facilities in Coromandel Valley area, and we will be visiting them early next month. He's been involved in the organisation for many years. Remember, the AGM is February the 17th, 2022. Your subs are due at the AGM, $20 for members of the Wireless Institute and $25 for those who are not members. You can pay at the AGM. Patricia will be pleased to receive your payments, or you can pay by direct deposit. Please listen to the broadcast and read the weekly emails I'm sending out to see what is the outcome of our plans. Best wishes for 2022, and to echo the words of Sir Lunchalot, alias Les, stay negative.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.